Joining me on the phone line is Tessa Virk, who is the co-founder of the Chicago Tool Library. Tessa, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Thank you so much.
I am so intrigued about what it is you folks are doing, and I am also amazed at the breadth of tools that you have available for people to borrow. Now, that's a loaded question, to borrow, but tell me a little bit about the Chicago Tool Library.
Absolutely. So you hinted at this at the beginning. We're not actually a business. The Chicago Tool Library is a nonprofit. And what we are is a lending library. But, of course, instead of books, we lend folks all kinds of tools and equipment. And you're totally right. We lend not just tools that you might think of as traditional tools like saws or hammers or drills. We do have all of that. Everything you would want for home repairs or gardening or woodworking, but we also have stuff like sewing machines, camping equipment, kitchen tools like ice cream machines. We have camera tripods. We have all the things that you wish you could use, but you don't want to buy.
I mean, it is such an interesting, amazing idea. Take me back to how did you develop this concept and how long have you been in existence?
Of course. So what's really wonderful is that we are not the first tool library. Tool libraries have been around kind of like how our version is since maybe the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
But public librarians have been doing interesting things with lending items since maybe the early 1900s. We love our public librarians. So when we started the Chicago Tool Library in 2019, we had hundreds of other tool libraries around the world to inspire and give us ideas for our Chicago's tool library.
Now you're, so the way it works is you become a member of the tool library and only members can borrow the tools, correct?
Yeah, although, you know, the word member makes it seem really exclusive, you know?
Right.
But really we want it to be as simple and easy as possible to sign up, much like the public library. Like, we do need to have your contact information,
sure,
and your name, you know, so we can get a hold of you and keep track of who has the tools. But we really don't want to collect too much information about you because we want the barrier to entry to be low. We
right.
want to make sure that no matter who you are, no matter how much money you have, that you're able to borrow things. We're not going to store your credit card information because that's a huge barrier to entry for a lot of people.
Right, right. How is it that you acquire many of these tools? I spent a little bit of time on your website, and, you know, you have photographs of just about everything that you have available. I mean, you know, you mentioned, of course, you know, you can find a circular saw and a drill, but, you know, bar clamps and a water filter with a gravity bag, extension ladders, even a pop-up canopy, like if you wanted to go tailgating or go on a picnic or something like that. And many of the items, at least in the photographs, you know, are brand new in a package. How do you come about the actual equipment that you lend out?
Most of the tools that we have in the tool library have been donated by people around the Chicagoland area because, you know, I think we can all agree that all of us have at least a few things in our house that, while useful or interesting items, maybe we don't use them all the time.
Oh, so, my gosh. Tessa, how many
people...
Tessa, how many hammers do you need? Because I have more hammers that I never paid for myself that I could drop off like a handful of them at least.
Exactly. So, you know, even I myself have donated a bike rack for cars,
right,
and a pasta maker. There's all kinds of things that people have, and they're like more than happy to bring them to this space knowing that not only will they be able to use them, but hundreds of other families around Chicago can use them too.
Right. So is it the type of thing, you know, similar to a library with a book where, you know, for an example, I'm going to come and borrow an extension ladder. You know, maybe someone's like, man, I really could use I'm going to make this up, a 40-foot extension ladder. You know, I use it twice a year, and why would I buy one? How long do I, when I check it out, how long do I get to use the item?
So our standard loan period for our items is 1 week, which is great. It's a lot longer than, you know, Home Depot's lending periods or rental periods.
Right.
But if folks need the item for longer than that, a lot of times you do. You borrow a sewing machine, for example. Maybe it takes you a few weeks to get your project done. You're able to renew that item. And just like at the public library, if nobody else has requested it, we'll renew it for you.
Wow. That is so cool. All right. So how... You know, you mentioned that the entry point to become a member is, you know, relatively easy. But what is the process? In other words, is there a nominal fee that is it like an annual membership? How does it work?
Yes, we do have annual memberships. That's exactly how it works. So folks go to our website. They enter that basic information that I mentioned, your name, your email address, let us know that you're a Chicago resident, and then people pay what they can to become a member.
Wow.
And that's really important to us. Again, we're not a business. We are a nonprofit. And so our goal isn't to make profits. It's to help people. And so the way we're able to do that is by making our services accessible, and people pay what they can. People pay, you know your own budget better than we do, and
right.
We don't want to turn anybody away. So folks contribute, and then everybody gets the same service.
Do you have a mix, Tessa, of, average homeowners or do-it-yourselfers or somebody that wants to go on a camping trip and potentially even contractors that take advantage of your nonprofit?
We have the most amazing mix of people that come to the tool library. We have homeowners. We have teachers. We do have some handy folks who maybe mow lawns or do little repairs for other people for money.
Right.
We have renters. We have new students. We're not that far from IIT, so we have some college students. So it really runs the gamut of people. And we have members from 95% of Chicago zip codes.
Wow.
So folks come from all across Chicago to use the Chicago Tool Library.
Right. So your location is, you mentioned close to IIT, so you're on the south side. And but you accept anybody can be a member. Doesn't matter where you live. You just have to come to you, correct?
As long as you live in Chicago. We'd love to serve folks outside of Chicago limits, but it's a pretty big service area as it is. So
we're
sticking to Chicago for right now.
I do see, because you're a nonprofit, you're always looking for support. And it appears that you're also trying to look for a larger location. Is that true?
That is true. We are on the lookout for something a little larger and closer to public transit. And as a nonprofit, we are always looking for support in the form of donations or grants. Even just spreading the word is huge for us. So it's great to do stuff like this, be on the radio. Folks can learn about volunteering or donating tools on our website as well, which is chicagotoollibrary.org.
This seems like a no-brainer for larger corporations like Stanley Black & Decker or Milwaukee Tool to get behind this. I mean, A, they could donate a bunch of tools, and B, they could support you financially. I'm going to speak for you, Tessa, because the whole idea when you think about, in particular, tool manufacturers, my wife and I own a couple of hardware stores, and so we sell tools. The thing that all these makers want is they want to put the tools in the hands of people using them, right? So you're like, wow, I really like this circular saw, and maybe I should buy one or whatever. And, it would be a no-brainer to me for them to start donating. Maybe they already do. Do you have any relationship with some of the tool manufacturers?
We are getting some this year. We got a Bessie clamp donation, and we actually are about to get a donation from Stanley Black & Decker this year. But you're totally right, When people get the chance to try tools for really low cost, we're building a whole new generation of folks who are empowered and educated and comfortable about using tools. And
wow.
So it benefits everybody in the long run that we are contributing to self-sufficient, creative communities.
I love this. I really do love this concept, and I will do anything I can to help promote it, because I think that it's so empowering for people to be able to do their own things and not have to invest a lot of money. I mean, whether you need, a sewing machine, a pop-up tent, or a water bag with a filter, or a circular saw, or a cordless drill, ChicagoToolLibrary.org is exactly what it is. It's a place where you can borrow tools, become a member if you're living in the city of Chicago. Is there? Do you just do everything through your website? Are there phone numbers that people can get a hold of you as well?
Going through our website is the best way to reach us, just because our hours are a little goofy because we're kind of catering to folks getting stuff done on the evenings and weekends.
Sure.
So if you email us or go to our website, that's the best way to get a hold of us.
Tessa Vierk is a co-founder of Chicago Tool Library. The website is chicagotoollibrary.org. Tessa, thanks so much for taking the time this morning. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We will take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.